Well, greetings, everyone. It's Tuesday here at Cardinum, 8th of September. Well, we had quite a day yesterday. You'll see some of the pictures. If you didn't catch us yesterday, go into the archives. Paramacharya building out of the left with two of our young Madhavasi, one born in Saivasadhana Church, grew up, and now visiting India for his very first time. He will join Yogi Tapodana in Malaysia. They will visit the houses of our missionary families there who are working diligently to change thinking of the people in that country on child abuse within homes and schools. Plus many other things, satsang, releasing children's books for courses of lessons from 5 years old up through 10 years old. We have thousands of little children studying out of private homes, the basic teachings, moral teachings, spiritual teachings, to make them better people in tomorrow's world. Also yesterday, Mrs. Rao from the Parliament of World Religions in Chicago, a over 100-year-old organization in Cape Town, South Africa, in December 1999, is holding another Parliament. We're invited to participate and also to help organize and advise from the Hindu point of view, also from all the world religions' point of view. I was appointed president along with Amrita Ananda Maima, another president, and Swami Chidananda of the Divine Life Society as a coalition group to represent Hinduism at the Parliament at their 100th year anniversary, and now we are in action again. We're going to collaborate, we're going to work together as brothers and sisters to make this Parliament of World Religions in Cape Town an outstanding success. You will also notice that yesterday, the very famous Larry Payne of Hollywood, Los Angeles, Southern California fame, brought a group of over 40 very intelligent, wonderful people to Kwai Arinam. You'll see their picture today. They all bought one or two books of Lemurian scrolls, a psychic reading of the Akasha, which we have just released. You'll find it in your bookstore. It's a wonderful book. They were enthusiastic. And these psychic readings of the Akasha, of how mankind came to the planet, explained how it happened. They were enthralled. I also gave a talk yesterday about my junk food congregation. Am I on their case all the time? Yes, you're right. If you join my organization in the inner circle, we want you to be more perfect and more perfect and more healthy and more healthy. Avoid those doctor bills by buying good food, organic food, chewing your food the Ayurvedic way, 30 chews to each bite, mixing it with the saliva, swallowing it, and taking the consciousness of the pranas of God into your body. I want my congregation to expand in health, in wealth, and well-being. Junk food is very tasty and we all like it, but it is expensive because it produces illness, and illness is expensive because we have to buy additional medicines to counteract the effect, and then there are those side effects. Well, we have a new cyberspace congregation building. I have many congregations, one Saivasadhana Church congregation, another readership of the books congregation, a Hinduism Today readership congregation, who are constantly in touch with us. You might know we employ full-time nearly over 100 people in our organization and have part-time people over 150 working with us. We are the busy little ones here at Kwaninam, and we do it all through cyberspace, just like I'm talking to you today. Nita Nadesan, our representative on America Online, recently told us that today at Kwaninam is a field of discussion out there. Well, here we are, And here we're going to be. So let's all work together and build a new congregation. We only have 200 right now after 2 weeks or 3 weeks of my talking to you, you communicating to me, and our loving each other, being one with each other, being a part of a new age, worldwide movement for peace, harmony, among all religions, among all political figures and ideologies, among everyone. For the same energy that is in me is in you. And that energy comes right from one divine source. This cannot be disputed. This cannot be explained away. This is an absolute truth. Are we not one this very moment? And are not you one as you go into your family life, as you go into your workaday life, as you go into your entertainment life, as you go into life, not knowing what you want to do? This energy is a super conscious energy. It also has an inner voice within it. That's the voice of your soul that can guide you from moment to moment, hour to hour, day to day, week by week, month by month. You are a divine person. Look in the mirror. Look at your eyes. The same light in your eyes are in the eyes of all living creatures. That's what we say. Don't take advantage and eat them.